She wrote Our Times column and was a buzz fixture in which she wrote about internal turmoil at the L.A. Times, and she frequently used the paper as a foil. How long, Lewis, did you know Kathy Seid?
I knew her, I think, at least 2 or 3 years. And she introduced me to a lot of different people in the media world. And, in fact, she was a frequent guest on Dennis Miller's late show on CNBC, where I also had the opportunity to be a guest a number of times on the program. And she really was a fixture in the L.A. media scene. She knew everybody, and everybody knew her in that universe. She was very active as one of the leaders of the L.A. Press Club, bringing a lot of speakers there, book parties. And some of her close friends were people like Sandra Singlo and a number of bloggers, Mickey Kaus, the writer for Slate, formerly The New Republic, and all these other publications, and Matt Welch from the LA Times, who was a close friend of hers, as well as his wife, Emmanuel Richard. So she knew a lot of people, and she was really a beloved figure in that world.
49 years old, she died of lung cancer, not a smoker.
Yeah, never smoked a cigarette in her life.
Wow. And she'd been ill for a while, because I had her on the show probably 3 years ago. Because of your prompting, I put her on the show, and she's very provocative, but also had kind of a nice spirit about her. She didn't seem nasty, although some of her writings certainly had their barbs.
Oh, absolutely. You know, she was getting treatment while she went on that program that you hosted. She wasn't getting treatment while she was on the program, of course, but she was receiving treatment throughout that entire time, and it wasn't until, I think, about a year and a half ago that she actually went public on her blog and talked about the fact that she was suffering from lung cancer, and had, even at that point, beaten the odds. They're not very good odds for most people that get diagnosed, and she had outlived the period of time in which doctors had expected her to last, and she had been in remission for some time, but the treatment she had been receiving just stopped working, as doctors had warned her it would. See, law professor, and Michael Kinsley, who was then the editor for the LA Times, about that very issue, and Kathy and Susan were on different sides of the issue. But Susan Estrich, whom I emailed today, wrote a very loving tribute to Kathy Seid that was on the Fox News website, of all places, and was just very supportive of Kathy, and I think, as a mother, she really understood the pain that Kathy must have been going through, but wrote a very glowing tribute to Kathy and her daughter, and has on a number of occasions left comments on her blog, and was really a good sport about everything.
Are you surprised that the LA Times wrote such a nice piece about someone who was so critical of the paper?
No, she knew a lot of people at the paper, and she was just a fixture, and I think, you know, with all due respect, there were a lot of people that felt that there was a tough exterior, but beneath that exterior, she was someone who was very sensitive and obviously was going through a very traumatic experience in her life and her family's as well. So I thought that they treated her very respectfully, and she would have been proud. In fact, it's a very Southern California moment, as I have an obituary on the passenger side of my car, and here I am talking on a cell phone in L.A. traffic. This is one of those only in L.A. moments.
When was the last time you talked to Kathy Seid?
On email, about a month ago. She wasn't feeling well, obviously, and her daughter let me guest blog, and I've been known on occasion to leave very irreverent posts about different people that were her friends and commenters on her blog, and the last one was about an openly gay journalist who was a very good and kind sport about the comments I leave. So when I left the post, added my name to the quilt, she thought that was funny, but that I should actually be signing it with my byline and not hers. But I didn't know she was as sick as she was, and her daughter contacted me, and I think she'd get a kick out of the fact that the blog traffic is huge, and that everyone...
What is the blog? What's the web?
Kathy'sWorld.journalspace.com. Or, excuse me, it's KathySeid.journalspace.com. KathySeid.journalspace.com.
Thanks, Lewis. Thanks for helping us remember Kathy Seid.
Okay.
All right, and we'll continue tomorrow from 3 to 7 on K-Talk, AM 1150.